Thank you, John.
Yeah, so this book called Exile Poems, this book was published in 2022 by Brisbane Tunnel Books. And here is my publisher, Heather McCaldwell. Hi, Heather. So I am delighted to be here, all of you. And thanks to Hemingway's Summer Poetry Series and Whitewell Bookstore for inviting me to read. It is a true pleasure to hear all the lovely poets this evening. So I am from Bangladesh, which is an Asian nation, located Southeast India. So before coming to America, I wrote articles about political and social issues, such as against religious persecution, Islamist fundamentalism, and peace and harmony between different communities. So because of my writing, my name was published by Hitlist, in a Hitlist by extremist, Bangladesh extremist. So then I came to Pittsburgh in 2016. And I started writing the poems of this book. So tonight I will share 10 poems from this book in English, and I'm going to read one poem in my home language, Bengali, at the end. So between 2013 and 2018, more than 100 writers, bloggers, and activists, the Bangladeshi activists, all demanded secularism, which means they wanted more personal freedom, or threatened with death by fundamentalists. So among them, more than 50 people from different religions and ethnic groups were victims of ruthless targeted killings. So in reaction, dozens of writers and activists left the country and now live their lives in exile in different countries around the world, including me. So I am one of them. Exile poem one. All the writers were living under death threats. So why should I step back in my land? The thought kept floating up, a question like the corpse of a refugee lying on the coast by the sea, its existence irrelevant next to the vast expanse of water. I had wanted to be that minority who would be the last to flee the country. I wanted to be last one because my family background is Hindu, and Hindu families are leaving Bangladesh. They are going to India or different countries because of persecution. So I left Bangladesh on 1st of April 2016. And I was at the airport in the capital city, Dhaka, and completed my immigration proceedings. So I was waiting for boarding, and I called a few trustworthy friends, but they thought I was pranking them because it was the 1st of April, April Fool's Day, you know? So we normally prank each other. So I gave up trying to tell my friends I was leaving the country, and when they didn't believe me. And also that was the Dhaka airport. Now, also at Abu Dhabi airport, I felt nervous because I knew I was leaving my home country for such a long time, at least for more than a decade. So the uncertainty caused me to feel vulnerable. I just needed to see a familiar face at Abu Dhabi airport. Just I needed to talk with someone and see it, but didn't find anybody. Exile poems too. And then I did leave my country. I abandoned everything. My intercontinental past, passing on my journey, the silent sky, the river of fear, and the farmland, full of the harvest of death. When I saw those who are sleeping at midnight in the Abu Dhabi International Airport, I thought of walking them to say, "You are my own, each and every one of you." But my restless feet pressing down found no opportunity to pause. So when the car that picked me up from the Pittsburgh airport and drove me to my new home at my exile residence, that city of Asylum in Pittsburgh, I was excited to see three roving birds sitting on the electrical wire outside of the house. For the first time since I left my home country, I felt a connection in this distant land when I saw the birds. So that's the something I knew of. And that night I wrote about them. Exile Poems 3. Out of the Fort Pitt Tunnel, my first view of Pittsburgh. The way we cling to a new lover is how these three rivers joined with my feelings. On Sansonia Way, the American robins warble sweetly on the words. You have come here as well, birds, to welcome me. The trees in West Park give me shade all summer. I hope you are understanding my pronunciation, or you are following the note.
Great job.
Thanks. This poem is Exile Poem 4. This is about my inner world. Can you imagine I have rarely meet a Bengali speaking person during these years? Like I meet one or two person in like 2 years or 3 years. So it is not easy in Pittsburgh because there are not many people in the city from Bangladesh. So when I am at home, I listen to Bengali music and songs. I watch Bengali movies and I read Bengali books. Some of the biggest challenge is that I have faced in America cultural differences and isolation from my native language. Exile Poems 4. As long as I am in my apartment, I do not remember that I am an alien abroad because I glide in Bangla, smile in Bangla, live in Bangla. I read, I talk on the phone with my family back home. But when I open the door and I step outside to see a lowering, unfamiliar sky, I recall with a jolt that I am in a foreign land now. I walk a short way. When I see people on the road, I wish I could ask, can I lend you a song from my country? Is it possible? Yeah, you can listen. That's the meaning, like you can listen the Bengali song with me. So Exile Poem 5, this poem is about the winter, you know, the first snowfall. So I enjoyed my first winter in Pittsburgh, even though I do not like winter anymore. It's the last winter, or like winter before, it was very cold. Yeah, year before, I think. And freezing and bitter and colorless and lifeless. So walking on the snow, taking the bus and navigating around these 7 years, it is not fun to live in this part of America in winter. So Exile Poems 5. No one but me lives in my apartment. From the December window, I watch the first snowfall, a beautiful melancholy day, like a great painting on a white canvas. That day, I don't even want to know the names of the flowers in the store, just that I love them. The way we love someone at first sight. I write these things in letters sent across countries to the new addresses of my friends. I believe in love at first sight. I am that romantic person, one of them. So I wrote Exile Poem 6 almost 7 years ago, but still I read again and again, and I surprise because I forget my poems. Always after reading my poem, I feel surprised to realize the elements of my poems are still valid and relevant to me. Achieving freedom is not easy, so I have been working on it for a long time. So I look into the moon, and I think sometimes I look into the moon at night, and I think this is the same moon and stars that my mother and my family members can look up to. And that gives me some kind of comfort. So I know they are missing me too, you know. So Exile Poem 6. the sound of the seashores to this hill, to these hills. I wait to hear it on the wind. A blinding white light rouses me at midnight. When I open my eyes, impossible moonlight streams through the window. The sky is distinct, bright, but my future is shrouded in darkness. For my life in exile is dependent on the politics in this country. When I wake up very early, I wish I could take wings from the window of this two-storied house to fly toward the Kirtankhola River of my hometown. Yeah, he says, here I wrote, like, for my life in exile is dependent on the politics on this country. Think about 6 years ago, I wrote about whom? The different time. Obviously, maybe it was like Trump time, you know, and that I tend to mention. So exactly what I'm saying, but I had lost so many struggles, but life goes on, life like a river, and it does not stop for anyone. And the things of my life that I have enjoyed most of my life, they are far away from here, 8,000 miles far away. And my family, my cats, my plants, my books. Recently, even the furniture in my family's house has been repainted. Those became old. My one cat died this year. My nephew died in 2017. But I am still keep going forward, not backward. Example 7. Asking questions from a distance seems so very simple today. Write down poetry notebook, my secret alphabet, laughter, and garlands of tears. I planted you, Karambola tree. How are you today? Have the books on the shelves been swiped away by dust already? Have my favorite cats forgotten me? Will I never see them again? With these questions in my mind, I stroll in the streets after dusk. In Exile Poems 8, I am narrating my dedication to completing my journey to be an immigrant. A person's voice goes quiet if the person cannot complete the journey, because we just want to hear the success story, who is successful, just hear their story. But a lot of people, they do not become succeed, and we do not basically give them a stage, I think. So because I focus on celebrating the result of victory instead of the perseverance along the way. Exile Poems 8. It is much colder. Everyone is saying winter is here for real now. I pull my hat lower over my forehead. My jaw is stiff. My eyes is still gazing into the distance. I see visit full of self-confidence. The silence suits my writing life. Where is the person who has spent all summer setting off fireworks in the sky? At 2 a.m., standing by the window, I jump at the sound of them going off. I keep looking for him. A human life is like fireworks. So being an immigrant, I often feel out of place, because the struggles to go from an asylum seeker to citizen, that takes long time. It's almost like, for some people, 15 years. And a lot of attention to detail. So when I wrote this poem, Exile Poem 9, I was concerned that my life passion and love for writing that I developed in Bangladesh would continue to be meaningful and successful to me and my readers in the US. Exile Poems 9. Everyone is celebrating the new year. I don't know how many ways I can try to make the year meaningful, to make myself and my writing matter. I often answer my curative questions to myself with these words, I don't know. The sound of fingers drumming on a bar, I see people trying different methods to hide their restlessness, unknown to themselves. when the migratory birds still return home in the evening, I don't know why I am surprised. Every journey ends in a return. Mine has not been born yet. It's true, mine has not been born yet because some of 7 years, even I cannot travel internationally. So it's hard. But I think I hope I will be able to do that soon. Exile poems 10. So in my hometown, Borishal, there are many rivers, canals, and waterways which support the local economy with fishing and trade. So when I first arrived, having never lived outside Bangladesh, I found myself searching for similarity in my life back home. So I felt comfort to visit three rivers that flows through Pittsburgh and enabled it to thrive through these years. Exile poems 10. I go to the river, pause, and try to fathom where the heart of the Monongahela lies. It flows differently by day and by night, just as our lover grows beauteous in the season of love. Foreign rivers don't reveal much to me. If I can't read their faces, then who can? I have seen more illness, I've seen more blood than I have seen people's faces. I'm going to read Exile Poems 11 in Bengali, by that you can hear the sound and sensation of my home language. So it's a very small poem, I will not take much time. Nirbashito Kobita Agaro. কেউ জানতে পারবে না আমি কে, আমার শরীর চেরাই করেও জানতে পারবে না আমার চামড়ার আড়ালে কে আছে। তুমি আমাকে ততটুকুই জানতে পারো, ততটুকু আমি তোমাকে জানতে দেই। রাস্তায় কেউ একজন চাপা স্বরে বলে ওঠে পেছন থেকে তার পরিচয়, সে একজন রিফিউজি। থ্যাংক ইউ সো মাচ।